Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah, good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. I'm responding to an offer that I received by mail.
Okay.
I'd like to get some information on it, if that's possible.
Sure. And the name of your business?
Dahlia's Pizza Market.
Oh, okay. I just saw this come through here. Let me look this up really quick. Okay. Is this Sam?
It is.
Okay. Perfect. And you're at the 9588 Baseline Road address?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. And I'm showing the business was started in 2006. Is that accurate?
No. We definitely got the wrong address. No, we started in 1990.
Okay. Perfect. And are you the sole owner of the business?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So what we sent you was an offer for financing, and we have a few different programs here. Was there something specific you were looking to use the funds for?
Well, I just need some working capital here. I need to consolidate some debts to get rid of it. And I just wanted to know your loans and what kind of an interest rate that you were offering. And
What kind of – oh, go ahead.
A term, a five-year term.
So what kind of debt is it that you're looking to consolidate or pay off?
I do have some personal credit cards that I used to float my business.
Okay.
And I just need to pay those off and
Okay. Have
one consolidated into one payment.
Okay. And do you know what the amount total amount is you would need?
I need a minimum of $125.
Okay. And is that just for the credit cards, or would that include other capital you would be using?
That would be for the credit cards. And
okay.
If I could get a little bit more, yes, that would be absolutely welcome, if the
tickets
are right.
Are the credit cards at their max right now?
No.
No, they're not? Okay. All right. And what did the business do for gross revenue last year?
$1.5
million. Okay. Okay. Perfect. So for this particular loan, for our five-year financing, it would be secured. So that means if you were looking to purchase any equipment or if you had assets or collateral that we could secure a loan with, then we could do that over the 5 to 6 year period. But for unsecured...
The offer that came to me is based on the borrowing history and also the UCC filing that was done in 2013 on my business.
Uh-huh. Is that with East West Bank?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct. So we acquired, acquired a building we purchased the building and moved our locations to it.
So okay.
The anticipated cost... We were over the amount that we really expected, and I ended up tapping into some personal stuff, too. So,
yeah.
That's
okay.
What I'm trying to do. Okay.
Okay. So for what you're looking to do, it would be our unsecured capital program, which is pretty popular right now because it is an uncollateralized program, so we don't ask for any assets, and it is a business loan, so it goes on your business credit, which is nice to not have that additional debt on your credit because that affects your credit score.
Okay.
And for this program, we do lend about 10 to 15% of the yearly gross revenue of the business. So it would be in that range of what you're looking for, but the longest term is going to be 2 years to 3 years, but you have the option halfway through your term to refinance the loan and stretch it back out. So although it's not a fixed five-year term, you are not, you're not set in that two-year term where that's it. We would contact you halfway through and you could stretch it back out and get additional funding if you wanted to. Does that make sense?
It makes sense, but
yeah.
Not up an interest rate.
So this is going to be unsecured, so it's going to be a little bit higher than our secured equipment finance programs. We'll see anything from 10 cents on the dollar up. It will depend on some risk factors. So we'll look at credit, we'll look at the strength of your revenue, and industries are some of the things that we look at as well. Restricted industries. Your industry is not restricted, so you're okay with that. How is your personal credit?
Perfect.
Okay.
I'd like to keep it that way. That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. What we do is we'll usually approve you for the max amount of capital in the longest term, and then we work backwards. We pretty much allow you to pick the term that you want and the loan amount. So although we may approve you for $150,000, $175,000, maybe you only want $80,000, and you could take the $80,000 over the term of your choice, and we can kind of structure it how you want. But on the lowest end, it'd be 10 cents on the dollar, and it can go up from there. If your main objective...
Is it 10% or 10 cents on the dollar?
That's no, it's really 10 cents on the dollar, and that's because... A lot of the terms, we have terms that range from 3 months out to 2 years, sometimes 3 years. And I don't know...
No matter what the term is, it's going to be 10 cents on the dollar. For example, if I borrow $100,000 and the repayment is only 30 days, I'm going to end up paying $10,000, right?
Right. So I don't know. Usually it's on the shorter term, we'll see 10 cents on the dollar. It does go up, though, from there. And so... Once we see everything, we can get a better idea of how much, you know, it would be.
Let's say it was a 3 year term.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I wanted to borrow $100,000. What are we looking at?
Okay, so I do have the 3 year term as a new program. It is for people with good credit, and I would say probably sales in the range of what you have. If you qualify for that program, it is an actual APR of 12% per year, and that can be paid off at any time and will waive any interest. But not everyone gets approved for that program. All of our programs, though, you can pay the loan off at any time and you will get some type of discount, which is nice. But you can, I mean, I see anything from 10 cents on the dollar to 25 cents on the dollar and anywhere in between. So that's why I'm saying if your main objective is the lowest overall payback on the loan, then we can structure it that way. Some people really just want a nice, comfortable payment. And then if they want to pay it off early, they'll just pay it off early and still get that discount. So we kind of just give you some different options to work with and see if it works best. But I think the thing is we don't make you jump really through a bunch of hoops because we're not asking for any assets or collateral. So once we approve you, we can usually have you funded within a few days.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if there was assets involved here, how can you work?
Well, we don't. So the assets... We do, but the assets that we would look at are more so like yellow iron, heavy pieces of equipment. That's kind of the types of we won't look at real estate. So that's kind of what they're looking at for these particular loans because they want something that has good market value. But we're not doing the real estate with it. I know. So that's kind of how it works. We can usually have you approved within a day, present you with some different options. If it works out well, we have you funded within a day or two.
If we're looking anywhere between 10 and 20, 25% here,
uh-huh.
We're definitely barking up the wrong tree here because
mm-hmm.
You know the highest credit card interest that I have is maybe 13%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
those are personal cards?
Some are business. Even the business cards that I have are right now. I probably have moved into them some funds at 0% for 18 months now. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, these are real business loans. You're going to get a tax write-off, the interest around 33%.
You can get a tax write-off on the credit cards. Trust me, you can. If it's the right credit card, you can. Sure.
Okay. Well, I'm just telling you that's kind of how it works. It would be one large lump sum.
Yeah, well, that's what I was looking for, but definitely not at 10 and 20%.
Okay. Well, if you qualified at the 10 or 12, don't you think that would be better than the credit card?
Because
that's compounding interest.
Yeah, but if your terms are right, so at 10%, I would definitely consider it, not at 12. That would be just wasting my time and your time. You know what
oh,
I mean?
Okay. Well, do you want me to send you an email in case you change your mind?
Yes, please.
I have your email address here. Yeah, I have it here. Okay. I will send it out to you. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Bye.